Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is 12:07. Shad Hartman here with you on News Talk 830 WCCO. You just heard Susie with the news. Our friend Harrigan is out. So Josh Wheeler is in, and we have a guest right from the start. Third District Congressman Dean Phillips is here. Obviously announced his candidacy for the presidency last fall on the Democratic side. And as Dean joins us, I'm going to read a Dean Phillips tweet from a couple weeks ago. And as always, sir, I appreciate you coming on. I'll be clear.
Good to be with you.
If my campaign... I'll be clear. If my campaign is not viable after March 5th, I'll wrap it up and endorse the likely nominee, Biden or otherwise. I will then campaign for them as vigorously as I'm campaigning now. I'm not here for games. The goal is to maximize the odds of beating Trump. When you look at your campaign and you look at what happened last night, do you think your campaign is viable and do you plan on staying in the race?
Well, Chad, the reason that you're my first interview today was that in July of 2022, you remember it well, you surprised me with a question well before anybody was asking, and it was whether or not I thought Joe Biden should run for president again. And it was not a question I was prepared for, and nobody was talking about it, and I answered honestly and truthfully, and I said no. I thought he should pass the torch because I thought it was time for generational change. And evidence was growing that Donald Trump would be pursuing the presidency again and that Joe Biden would not be well positioned to defeat him. And I spent the better part of a year and a half thereafter calling on the president to pass that torch. When he didn't, calling on other candidates whose names are far better known than mine to enter the race to practice democracy. And in the absence of any of them doing so, I decided that democracy demands alternatives and choices, and decided to do so myself. Against all odds and with little money and few resources and even fewer people, but we did it because I think it's important. And as someone who lost his father in the Vietnam War fighting for our country, I thought it was the least I could do to make some sacrifices to provide the alternative Americans were seeking. But clearly and convincingly, Democratic primary voters have opined that I'm not that guy. And while indeed the country is pretty clear that they want alternatives, the fact of the matter is people have registered their opinion. And that's why today, a year and a half later, I am going to suspend my campaign and I will be right now endorsing President Biden because the choices are so clear, Chad. We only have two of them, and it's going to be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And while indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous man. And I want to make something really clear, Chad. this is not about those who support Donald Trump. Not only do I understand why so many in this country are angry, I empathize. But this is about a man who I've sat across the table from in the White House, who I was subject to in the January 6th insurrection, and who the world is as fearful of as many Americans. And I would simply ask and invite and encourage Haley supporters, Trump supporters, uncommitted supporters, to unify behind decency and integrity at a time where it is so consequential to our families, to our children, and to our future, that we have to be pragmatic and real and honest, and that means supporting Joe Biden. And I'm going to do that beginning right now. You're the first to know, and those listening, and I think all of those listening who are just as disappointed as I about the state of our political affairs should consider doing the same thing. I invite, I encourage, and we'll do anything humanly possible to ensure Joe Biden's reelection this November, because it's that existential. And there you have it.
Dean Phillips making news with us. If you're just joining us, the congressman announcing just now that he's suspending his campaign and he is supporting Joe Biden to continue as the president of the United States. When you were watching the results last night with your family and your campaign, and then reviewing that this morning, how did you arrive at this decision?
Well, Chad, I arrived at the decision the same way I arrive at every decision. I look at data. I use my own eyes and ears and my heart and head. I don't rely on others. I don't rely on innuendo or the feeling of the many. I rely on the feeling of me. And, you know, while I surely had hoped and expected this endeavor to generate more of a return and more joy and more hopefulness, it's clear that in a country that so celebrates democracy like I do, that people have opined. And while disappointing, I'm not here to litigate what went wrong, what I should have done differently. And I'm surely I'm not going to be angry at anybody, Chad. I'm only going to celebrate those that care enough to vote on primary day, encourage those who didn't or who haven't to start doing so, and to be optimistic and hopeful and joyful, which is why I entered Congress and ran in 2018. It's why I love being a Minnesotan. It's why I love being an American. And we can't take this for granted, Chad. And participation is the most important word in our vocabulary in America today. And the absence of it is going to be traumatic and tragic. And the joy and the hopefulness and the possibility, if more of us start participating, will be monumental. And I hope, if nothing else, I may have inspired a few young people, a few other Americans, to recognize that even against all odds, there are times where one should express him or herself and your principles, even if it means danger, if it means attacks, if it means punches, if it means embarrassment. Because in the absence of that courage, no country, no political system, and no kind of people can transcend it. And that was the message of my campaign, and I'm proud of that. And I'm excited for the future. It will not involve me in Congress. It will not involve me running for office in Minnesota again. But I'm glad that I had this opportunity, and I want to thank Minnesotans, those who supported me, those who didn't, those who said nice words, those who said unkind words. I love you all, and we are in this together. And in the words of John Lewis, he said, we all came to this country on different boats, some on slave ships, some on the Mayflower, some on the SS Lawn, like my family came from Europe in 1885. But John Lewis said, we're all in the same boat now. And that's how I want to wrap this up, Chad, because we are, and we have to choose which direction we're going to row. And gosh, we got to row the right way. And that's to decency, integrity, unification, patriotism, and mutual respect. And we have a lot of work to do, and I want to play a role in that somehow, some way, and I will.
How are your emotions as you're telling me and telling the audience about your decision to suspend the campaign and just reviewing how all this has played out?
Well, I'll tell you, Chad, like any endeavor that is a difficult one, it will expose the greatest joys you've ever experienced and probably the greatest pain. And it will surprise nobody when I say that this one has done both. I have seen the most extraordinary beauty of America and Americans. I want people to know that despite what Angertainment would have us believe, we are not as divided as you would like us to think. The way I was met by MAGA Republicans, by Libertarians, by Independents, and of course by Democrats was beautiful, hospitable, friendly, accommodating, and engaging. And I want people to spend less time on their screens, more time perhaps listening to radio, especially your show, but most of all, more time getting out and meeting your neighbors, your friends, going to fairs, going to parks, going to dinner, including people of different perspectives in your conversations and recognizing how much common ground we have. And my emotions are arranged today, you can imagine. Every little boy and girl in this country thinks about perhaps one day running for president of the United States of America. And it's not something I aspire to or imagined ever doing, but I felt I needed to meet the moment. I would do it 1,000 times again. And I'd like to do it in a way, I'd like to bow out in a way that's graceful and hopeful and optimistic and encouraging. And that's where I am today. But it is a range of emotions. Doesn't matter how strong someone might look or pretend. The fact is we're all human beings and we have good days and bad days. And I've had plenty of those in the last couple of months. But tomorrow is going to be a beautiful one because I'm going to get to work ensuring that we remain free and prosperous. And most importantly, a land of opportunity. And I've got a lot of ideas on the subject and intend to try my best to play a role in it somehow, some way.
Congressman Dean Phillips is with us. We've passed on this break that which we normally have at this point to continue our conversation with the congressman. He announced right here first and exclusively to us that he is suspending his presidential campaign and is throwing his support to Joe Biden for him to continue as the president of the United States in his expected race against former President Donald Trump. You just said in that last answer, Dean, that you would do this 1,000 times over again. Is there a part of you that does think in whatever moments where you think you had a leadership position within the party, you had a leadership position within the Problem Solvers Caucus, you are very popular in your district. You would be a heavy favorite if you were running for Congress. Is there any part of you that loved this pursuit? You still believe in why you ran, but looks back and thinks about what life would be like if you would have just passed on this opportunity and stayed as an influential leader within your position in Congress?
You know, Chad, yes, of course. I thought about that a lot in the last number of months and certainly the last number of days. But if there's nothing else I want people to take away from this endeavor, it's that no matter your comfort, no matter your position, no matter your power, if you are not someone willing to give it all up in the spirit of your convictions and your principles, you are not honorable and you are not a person of integrity. And sadly, I've seen a lot of beautiful things here in Congress, but Chad, the biggest problem our country faces is a political culture of those far more focused on self-preservation than on principle, far more focused on pursuing their own ladder, their career successes, rather than meeting the moment of their country. And I knew full well that by endeavoring to take on a sitting president, despite the data showing that so many wanted an alternative, despite that, I knew it would end my career in Congress, and I just wish more people would be willing to torpedo their comfort to pursue principle. And that's not just politics. That's every single person listening right now. Don't live comfortably, not when there's suffering and when there's indecency and when there's oppression and when there's injustice. And don't live comfortably when two parties would have us believe we're so divided that we only need to vote out of fear moving forward. Don't rest on that comfort. Do something. And I'm so glad I did because, as I said, having lost a dad in war, Chad, I went back to Vietnam a year and a half ago to see the site where he died. I thought of a million other Americans who did the same thing. My goodness, if nothing else, let's honor them and step out of line and raise your voice and raise a little bit of heck sometimes. Cause some good trouble, once again, like John Lewis said. because that's what America is about. We don't sit still. We don't rest. We don't be quiet. We don't stand in line. We don't wait at the back. We do what's right, no matter the cost. And that's what I tried to do. And I'm proud of it. And to all those who supported it, I am so grateful. And I'm not going away. I'm going to still be an American. I'm going to still be participating. And I want to support those, including Kelly Morrison in the 3rd District, who's going to be an outstanding representative for the 3rd District, and another generation rising in Congress and throughout the country. And that's my mission, my mandate. And I just hope I inspired a few people to get off the comfort couch and get out and do something, because we need you. We need you.
So I, knowing you, I can hear your emotions. I hear your candor. I want to stay with the last part, because I agree with you 100% on this. I am dismayed by both parties. Mm-hmm. And there are prominent individuals who are Republicans who have grave concerns about Donald Trump, but out of fear of retribution, they won't say a damn thing. We know, and you know more than me by a lot, we know there are many Democrats in this state and across the country who respect Joe Biden, like Joe Biden, agree with his policies, but fear for what has happened to him due to age, and they will not speak up. Why won't they speak up? And how concerning is this to you? Because I can only imagine the number of people who have talked to you on background or off the record and have expressed the same concerns that you have about the president, but then when a camera is in front of them, or a microphone is in front of them, or a journalist is in front of them, they say pretty much the opposite when you know that's not how they truly feel.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chad, I'm not a psychologist, but I'll tell you, having worked behind a bar for part of my career and now worked in Congress, I've learned a few things about human beings. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter what you do, who you are, where you come from, how you eat, pray, or think, we all respond to rewards. And the answer to your question is actually really simple. There is no political reward for telling people the truth, for making the tough decisions, and for saying the quiet part out loud. And all you need to see is the evidence of me to understand what happens to those in politics who have the audacity to express a different opinion than their party. Even if the general public favors that, or it's simply telling the truth, there is no reward. Look at what happened to Liz Cheney on the other side of the aisle, a woman who I really honor, Chad. We do not see a lot of the same things the same way politically, but my goodness, I've never seen a public servant, at least with whom I've served, put her entire career and reputation on the line to pursue principle. And I think she is one of my inspirations as I try to do the same thing. When I believed, and I still do, that Donald Trump right now is better positioned to win this election than Joe Biden. That's the reality. But the answer to your question is really simple. When voters start rewarding those who are willing to make tough decisions, who are willing to tell you the hard truth, the inconvenient truth, if you will, things will change. But as long as we, when I say we, all of us, don't vote in primaries, as long as we don't reward candidates who make tough decisions that actually might be career ending, as long as we don't support them for so doing, we're going to get more and more of the same people following the same reward system, which honors those and rewards those who are quiet, who stay in line, who say that keep the company, toe the company line, and only do what they believe will keep them in office after the next election. And that's part of the great challenge we face. Yeah. That's where we are, Chad. And I think we need to look at things like gerrymandering. We need to look at ranked choice voting. We need to look at ways to incentivize voters to participate, make voting easier. And we also need to incentivize ways to encourage candidates to be more invitational and less confrontational. And I do think ranked choice voting is one way to do that. And I hope I can play some small part in restoring debate, deliberation, and decency to our politics, because it is the most existential threat to our country. It's possible, but it can't be done alone, and it can't be done by a president. It can't be done by an act of Congress. It's got to be done by an act of Americans. And I hope everybody listening can give a little thought to how we can all play a role in doing that. And nobody does it better than Minnesotans, I got to tell you that. That's why I'm so grateful and so proud to be raised by a state and by people who do it so much better than most.
Two last points, and I'll let you go again. Extensive conversation with Dean Phillips right here exclusively in First, telling us he is suspending his campaign and he's throwing his support for Joe Biden in his race to continue as the president of the United States with an expected opponent of the 45th president, Donald Trump. Because of the concern you have expressed for Joe Biden and cognitively and how he's not the same person, even while respecting many of his positions and voting in favor of many of his positions. Did you consider waiting to see if No Labels would run someone or another third party candidate would run, considering the concerns that you've offered up for the president here and elsewhere?
Well, the answer is yes. I had been hopeful that if Nikki Haley were to wrap up her campaign, which she did this morning, that she would immediately pivot to running as an independent candidate, because I do believe that only Nikki Haley is in a position, probably the only American out of 350 million, the only one right now that could change the outcome of this race and ensure at least principle and decency remain in the White House. And I don't think she's going to do that. I was hoping she would. Whether I would have been a part of a unity ticket is neither here nor there, and not the important part. What's important is that she still can. She still can run as an independent candidate. I hope she considers it, because right now, Cornel West, Jill Stein, and RFK Jr., running as independents, are all peeling support from Joe Biden. And I have to say, Chad, there's nothing more dangerous to our future than enabling Trump's return to the White House. So I do hope that Nikki Haley maybe considers an independent bid. Has nothing to do with me.
Would you consider if Nikki Haley would have announced today she's running, would you have come out and supported her, or are you saying this because you want her to take votes away from Donald Trump?
Well, no, that's a totally reasonable question. I want to see a person of decency and integrity in the White House. That is the most important issue right now. And Donald Trump is a threat to all of the values and principles that so many of us hold dear. Again, I want to differentiate, not people who support him. I understand why so many support him, and I want to help my party wake up to the reality of how we invite people to join us and to listen to them and to accommodate their anger and their disappointment in a party that has let them down. That's totally different. Right now, I'd like to see Nikki Haley run, because I do think she could help enable a return of Joe Biden to the White House. I don't think a third-party ticket would be successful. I've not seen the data to demonstrate that. And surely I would consider anything, Chad, anything that the data indicates would be helpful in preventing Donald Trump from returning to the White House. And I will keep an open mind and heart on that subject. But right now, in light of what is, not what I want to be and what so many others want to be, in light of what is the definition of pragmatism, it right now is Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And I believe wholeheartedly, effusively, there is only one choice, and that is Joe Biden. And by the way, I've never said that he has suffered a cognitive decline. I do believe, and I think it's self-evident, that time has taken a toll, like it does on all of us. You know, his gait has changed. His communication skills have been diminished. I do not think he is in cognitive decline. I have no reason to believe that. And at the end of the day, this is really a very stark choice and a very simple contrast. And would I rather have a man of Joe Biden's age who is facing the decline that we all go through versus a man just a few years younger than he who is to me a clear and present danger? It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And that's why I promised from the very beginning of this endeavor, Chad, that if this was not going to work out for me, that the country wasn't ready for change or a next-generation candidate or just not wanting me, that I'd wrap it up and nominate anybody, whoever it might be, who's in the position to defeat Donald Trump. And that's what I intend to do. And if somebody else emerges that is better positioned, I think everybody listening should consider the same thing. But right now, it's very clear, and There's no question in my mind what the right thing to do is. And again, I will always pursue what I believe to be just and right. And this is as clear as the sky is blue.
After the campaign is done, what is next for you?
Well, I've got a lot of work to do in Congress. I'm going to continue to try to bring people together and inspire decency and inspire some legislation. Sadly, my campaign was never able to generate platform to introduce my policy propositions. I am going to encourage President Biden to adopt what I think is my most important proposition, which is American Dream accounts, in which the federal government would provide a $5,000 investment account to every baby born in America. It would grow over 18 years, invested in our stock market. Kids would be given an app on their phones to track their investments. They would learn investing, financial management, entrepreneurship in school. And then as an incentive to graduate high school, every young American would receive their accounts worth $20,000 to $25,000 when they graduated high school. It only costs $18.5 billion a year. It's about what California spends on incarceration every year. We've got plenty of resources. I think it would solve a lot of problems, reduce a lot of our social safety net needs, reduce incarceration, and give every single person, no matter the zip code in which they're born, a chance to be an owner of this economy. So I'm going to try to make that my legacy in the next number of months. When I leave office in January of 2025, I'm going to do my very best to inspire young people to run for office, to encourage competition, participation, decency, and problem solving. And I look forward to doing so as a citizen in the private sector and supporting those who will endeavor to carry the torch forward. And I look forward to getting to work literally this afternoon.
Your candor and availability on this show will always be appreciated. As you mentioned, some of this journey started from my question about 20 months ago. I appreciate the availability and you coming on and breaking this news. Thanks for the extended visit. We'll stay in touch, and we'll pay attention to what's happening next, sir.
Well, Chad, thank you, and to all the listeners and to all Minnesotans, you know, thank you. I love you all. God bless you. And thanks for doing what you do, Chad. We need more conversation. We need more debate. We need more participation. And thank you for providing that platform, for sharing the truth. And sometimes truth has multiple perspectives, but it's never been more important than now. So thank you. Heartfelt gratitude.
Thanks, Dean. Congressman Dean Phillips making news today right at the start of the conversation. This was a long one. They allowed us to pass on the normal 12:15 break. Congressman Dean Phillips announcing during this conversation right at the start that he has suspended his presidential campaign and is throwing his support to Joe Biden. The interview was 26, 27 minutes during the week, the longest interview we've had on CCO in a long, long time. I appreciate Brad allowing us to pass on the commercials. Your reaction, tons of tweets coming, tons of texts coming in, tweets are coming in, people reacting to this nationally and locally that Dean Phillips is out of the race. And a lot of that news has happened right here, and I appreciate the congressman for breaking the news right here. What do you want to say about what Dean Phillips had to say? Love phone calls, text also, but I'd like to hear your voice too on this topic. Dean Phillips is out. He gave great length and depth to his decision to suspend, why he entered the race, what concerns him about Donald Trump, his feelings about a third party, what he does next, the lack of political courage from other folks. We covered a lot. I'd love to hear from you for the next couple of segments. Call and text right now. 651-461-9.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
226. All right, among the texts coming in, I'm going to read a lot of them here. Please pass along to Dean Phillips that I support him wholeheartedly and hope that he'll make another presidential run in 4 years. Sorry, his run wasn't more successful, Laura. Typical politician. Dean thinks basically okay to vote for a guy that has dementia and beginning dementia. A country cannot have a president that has this issue. Dean sounds disingenuous at best and clueless at worst. He knew he couldn't push Biden yet. He felt he needed to. Now falls back on a typical Democratic talking point. Orange man bad. He's felt that way about Donald Trump all along. That isn't a talking point that just Democrats have to take. You know, it's, should we say, it's just a talking point when Republicans criticize Joe Biden. Yes, there's a shared agreement for a variety of reasons, and that's why people align with each other. But to suggest it's only a talking point towards either side is disingenuous at best. We're all in the same boat with two bad choices for president. Who does he think should have run that didn't? Well, I think he's made it clear before that he's reached out to Governor Whitmer. He's reached out to Amy Klobuchar. He's reached out to J.D. Pritzker. I think the Democrats have other names. I think those all would have been good. I wish the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, was in his second term as governor. I really think he's going to be a president at some point in the next two decades. I still would vote for him now. I'm very impressed. He's a centrist. He gets things done. Pennsylvania is not a blue state. It's not a red state. It's more of a purple state. He's very popular as an attorney general. I think the Democrats in 2028 will have a very competitive race, but too many of them thought about themselves. They know what's happening with Biden. They can see it. They can hear it. And they showed political cowardice. Flat out political cowardice, and didn't run, and they should have. Our friend Blair Anderson, former St. Cloud police chief, great friend and great guest. Blair was listening to the conversation. He's called in. Always a pleasure to hear from you, my friend. What do you want to add to the conversation?
Well, thank you, Chad, for taking my call. I sent you the text earlier, Dean Phillips, and I voted for him, so I am biased, and I don't care who knows that, but he is a truth teller. He just peeled back a few layers of what our problems are, and I really appreciate the reasons that he ran, and I loved his quote, and I told you, I'm stealing this. Torpedo your comfort to pursue principle. It didn't get any better than that. And I hope that he finds the fortitude later on, you know, giving this defeat to get himself back in the race, because that is the kind of leadership that we need, 100%.
Yeah, listen, we have too many people, and we've all probably done ourselves. I highly doubt you've ever done it, considering – you know, your outstanding work in police decade after decade. But sometimes we're too concerned about maybe the next 2 minutes and too concerned about how this is going to affect me right now versus let's be bolder about it. And it's not just a presidential race or a Senate race. It's trying different things, not being automatically afraid of what people think of you. And to me, Blair, our political apparatus is broken, that we have these two parties which have dominated for too long. They're causing people, and I know where you stand on a little political issues. We're fairly similar, where you're like, who am I aligned with? And so I'm not really completely aligned with this side or that side. So give me further options. And I'm dismayed that Dean Phillips did not gain more traction just personally, because as someone who knows where he stands on policy issues, and I feel like I know the character of the individual, this is the type of person to me, Blair, who should be very involved. He's not the only one. He's not the last one. But we need more people to stand out, as opposed to Blair whispering the same things that Dean has been saying publicly and whispering it because they're afraid of how it's going to hurt them.
Agreed, 100%. And I've often wondered, too, and I liked your take on the cowardice that exists now. And I'm not kidding. And I'm not trying to be frivolous about this or flip. I'm wondering what Donald Trump has on these people. They're going to prison for him. What does he know about them that would make them sacrifice their own freedom, which is what we're supposed to be about, to go to prison for somebody who's clearly demonstrated that he has no interest in the larger picture? His interests are only about and for himself. And I'm gonna go a step further, Chad. I'm terrified. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm scared.
And I don't get scared often.
What concerns me most is that I knew when he lost the last election, I told my wife this. I'm like, he's gonna run again and he's probably gonna win. And that scares me more than anything. Because the people who support him, and Dean Phillips was very diplomatic, and I don't need to be as diplomatic. I'm wondering what the hell is going through their minds to support somebody. There's an old saying, mom, my grandmother, my sisters used to say, when people show you who they are, believe them. He's told us that he's going to be a dictator, correct, and he's going to take revenge, right, on all the people that he thinks didn't support him. And I'm telling you, Chad, it scares the hell out of me. But I'm old enough to remember we survived the Nixon administration, so we can survive this. We're a strong people. But how much damage is going to be done if this man wins again and we have to put up with him for four more years?
I always appreciate it, my friend. Call in anytime. Have a fabulous day, too, Blair.
Yep, you as well.
That's my friend Blair Anderson, who was a fabulous police chief in St. Cloud for a decade plus and is kind enough to chime in. You can call in also. You can continue to add your text to the conversation. We're staying with it until the top of the hour. If you just joined us, Dean Phillips breaking the news with us early in our interview. Our interview, at least 25 minutes, where Dean Phillips has suspended his campaign and will support Joe Biden in his expected rematch against Donald Trump. What do you want to say? You know how to track us down. 651-461-9226. Your Linda's Construction time check is 12:52. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. We moved Rena to 1 o'clock. I did not know if Dean was going to break that news with me. Thought it was possible. Thought we would want to have time available for you to get involved. And so Rena kind enough to join us at 1:05. So we'll get to Rena and lighter topics early next hour. Let's get back to a long series of texts from you. Among the texts, I voted for Dean Phillips yesterday just in principle. Was hoping he might be considered for VP to Biden. Thought he would have been a really strong ticket. I've heard him give interviews and take cold questions from the left and right and nail everyone. I look forward to his continued contribution. Thanks, Dean. Yeah, I don't think Vice President Harris is going anywhere. More texts. Dean Phillips' message, somebody has to grab the bull by the horns and get in the office for integrity reasons, not for power and money gains, is correct. I was an election judge yesterday in Maple Grove. Jeez. Kind of sad to live in the same city as Jason Drush, I bet. We had a woman start screaming at the judges for how corrupt Minnesota was for allowing a Republican name on the ballot who had dropped out of the race, Christy DeSantis, Ramaswamy. She was blaming us and the state for being corrupt and wanted us to put up signs telling people not to vote for. Yikes. Yeah. That is an incredibly difficult job. And we know the 45th president. Again, the election today, he's winning. If you disagree with me, I think your head's in the sand. Doesn't mean he's going to win. I mean, who knows how many things are going to happen. But again, isn't it funny how when Trump just crushed Nikki Haley yesterday, I didn't hear anything about election integrity. Isn't that funny? When he wins, the elections are smooth and they're efficient and they're well-run. But when he loses, even his opening election, by the way, let's not forget this. When Ted Cruz barely beat him, just barely beat him in Iowa, he said it was fake then, that it was corrupt. So he's never going to change. A lot of people are praising our friend Dean, our friend Blair Anderson. For calling in. And I thought Blair was excellent. Like Mark Cuban said recently, I would vote for Biden if they're giving him his last rights over Donald Trump. As I've said many times, at this point, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. To me, he has slipped too much. There's not a second I've ever considered voting for Donald Trump once I saw what he stood for, the lack of morality, the lack of character, the lack of integrity. He shouldn't be anywhere near the White House. It's just a revenge tour. It's all about him. He was Mr. Low Energy last night with, just a series of lies. But the Democrats should have a better option than Joe Biden. And they all know it, and they're frauds, and they won't say it. More of your text. I love what Dean said about other politicians needing to be able to stand up and do the right thing for the country, not for themselves and their special interests. I like him, but I wish he had the guts to not endorse Biden. I didn't know there what he was going to do, if he was automatically going to come out and support him. He talked about Nikki Haley, as he's talked about Nikki Haley before. But it seems like he talked about Nikki Haley, not that I would vote for her. It's that I would hope she would take away from Trump. She's not going to do that. Yeah, we can have a debate. Who knows? Maybe we'll get to it later. About whether Nikki Haley's more a reflection of the past of the GOP party, or the future. I think she's the past. It's Donald Trump's party, everybody. He's going to appoint his daughter-in-law to be the second in command of the RNC. The other guy is just a big conspiracy theorist who's just saying on a regular basis, which with no basis of fact, I repeat, no basis of fact, Donald Trump won. There's an enormous difference, ladies and gentlemen, to your disappointment that Trump didn't win. You're allowed to feel that way. Or you're allowed to feel like Trump would be better. Defendable. But saying he won, you're wrong. He tells you that a lot, but he's wrong. All right, let's get to CBS, Susie, and our friend Rena next on CCL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.